So, hello, welcome everybody. We have our academic 7 minutes after us. Welcome to this year's OpenSS and EuroTTK conference. I'm here, the host, and will guide you to the first steps. And the co-organizers of this conference is Harald, and it's me. I think. Everybody knows everybody, but still, it still makes sense to introduce everybody. And what is the short introduction about here? It's just coming to the university, you're coming to a building, and everybody who is the first time here, I will say something about what is our tradition, and Austrians like traditions, and therefore something about where you are here, about the conference, what are the people behind the conference, in case you will need them, and there's also a small part of the overview of the conference of today. Our university was founded in 1898, at the time when Austria had the Kaiser. Kaiser Franz Joseph, the Emperor Franz Joseph. It was really a very long time ago, and it was designed as an imperial export academy. I mean, if you say today, why the hell does Austria need a special export, whatever, and what to the export? I mean, it was happening at a time when there was Austria much larger, there was the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, and it was more important, and at this time it is figured out that to do it professionally you need people who are more or less knowledgeable about all of the strength, and it should be important for the Austrian economy to have here more knowledge here. And it becomes over the years the University of World Trade, still in 1919, I mean the times of the First World War, and it was just changing there, and it was becoming 1975 called Wirtschaftsuniversität. If you see sometimes this abbreviation WU, it is Wirtschaftsuniversität. It's just abbreviation of this name. And over the years, we were just moving to different buildings. And in 2013, 10 years ago, we moved to the new campus. And here a couple of figures about this building. I mean, one, I think, interesting aspect is that it's a publicly founded university, and the university was built in time, in budget, which is unusual, let's say it this way. And it was built around, let's say, students. And for example, the idea was, what is the most nice view of the whole university, and it's more or less this Sarah Hadid building where you have a nice view over the park, and it's not the university lead which is sitting there, it should be the students. It's a library learning room for the students which move there. Therefore, it was quite interesting. And we have here, the university was built by 8 different international architects, and the idea behind this was not to view science as a monolithic thing where you have one design and it works for all, but it's expressing different views and different aspects of every field of science, and this diversity of science is by the idea also reflected in influences from architects from, let's say, all over the world, from Sarah Hadid über Hitoshi Abe and Peter Cook and Carmel Pinos, which was coming from different continents and different countries there. And this new VU was built with this thing in mind, and just standing in terms of diversity and open-mindedness in terms of having their different ways. And it was also a very important point here to have, for example, meeting points. I mean, it shouldn't be a place where you go to one building and stay there, but it was designed around places where people walk around and meet on the aisles and on the open floors and in the various cafeterias we have there. And it was also built with the idea of having responsibility in mind. I mean, traditionally in Austria, university has whatever they people saying that, well, it's just the rich people who are going there, and the sons of the whatever the big companies leaders are just sent there, and it's elite, whatever. And we would really strongly try to work against this. And it was more or less the basic idea there was rethink economy. I mean, just to say, what we did last years was not last whatever decades was not wrong, but there's still something which has to be changed and has to be looked from different kind of angles. And I like actually this poster from the first days, which tries to express these different kind of viewpoints. This slide comes somewhat in the middle. I mean, maybe just start with my slide here and give then to Harald. I mean, just about the tradition of the conferences. We have here a joint conference between EuroTickle TK and the OpenACS conference. And on the interestingly, these conferences had different whatever traditions. And also there are many people I know from the OpenACS world who never went to any kind of TICL, TK, Euro or whatever conference, and vice versa. And I mean, all of OpenACS is built around TICL, and I mean, TICL is the main glue language, as it might be called there, and therefore it's also a very large application. I mean, all of OpenACS consists of 300 packages, and the code base we are having currently in use in the university is in the range of 2 million lines of TICL code. I mean, it's just something where it's a substantial amount of, let's say, TICL code which is doing its business. Nobody is really being, let's say, pushing it to say, oh, well, it's cool, we are built on TICL, but it simply works. I mean, it's just something, I think it's one of the dilemmas of TICL, that it simply works and it never was, let's say, driven by marketing. And anyhow, I mean, here's more or less a tradition. I mean, the first OpenACS conference started in 2003. The framework was more or less founded something like 3 years before this. And it was there sometimes there in Europe, sometimes it was in the US or in Guatemala City. And I mean, we are now here on the 10th incarnation of this conference. There was one time the conference planned but cancelled. And it also shows whatever where I started to whatever join this community and giving the first talks and giving the first whatever co-organizations. And since last year was regarded as a success, we tried to repeat this success this time, and let's see how it will work out. Maybe Harald, it's just muted.
So thank you everybody for joining. Thank you everybody to be here. It's really an honor for us that you travel to us to create OpenACS and create TICL. I'm really pleased that you are here today, coming from all over the world. Thank you. The slide about your TCL history, what is missing here is the US conferences. So traditionally TICL conferences are in the US, or where in the US, I have to know, because they stopped happening. And the US conference was more scientific style, and the European conference always, to my perception, was a user meeting. So I invite you to get in creation, to present work if you have anything. If you don't have a presentation slot yet, help yourself. If you have to say something, and aim is networking, and the main aim for me and for many of us is to get TICL 9 out of the door. So I'm charged here for co-organization. It's just, yeah, I'm honored about that too. But anybody can do it, and we just have to move on as a community. So thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. I have still a few slides here about the conference organization as well. I mean the conference has various committees. I mean, actually, we have here three different things. I mean, the program committee is also participating by the same people as the conference chairs, and we have also here Stefan Sobernick, who is sitting here on the left side, who is taking more and more of my whatever jobs as a conference organizer, and I'm very grateful for this. And there's also here Jesus from UNED in Spain, who is coming, let's say, from the e-learning world and the variant of OpenACS for the e-learning communities is called .learn, and is one of the, let's say, fathers of .learn, and he is more or less watching interestingly from the distance what's happening on our communities. I think the most important people of the conference are actually, I would say, Katrin Kreutz and Monika Andergassen. I mean, Katrin Kreutz is not here, maybe you have seen her. I mean, each time we have a problem, we go to Katrin. I mean, if you ask me something is wrong, I go to Katrin. I mean, sometimes it's better to go to Katrin directly because she knows everything and she does everything. And it's also very similar with Monika. Monika Andergassen, she's sitting here in the back, and she is also a very active contributor to the OpenACS world and one of the main authors of the Bootstrap support there. And she's also a member of the Learn team, of the team which is building the e-learning environment here at the university. Therefore, I think it's a big team, but it works quite nice together. I mean, from the participants' point of view, we have now here 49 participants, which is a plus of 14 compared to last year. I mean, at a certain time, it was somewhat afraid that, well, if we do it again, maybe. I mean, the last conference was a conference after a long time of not having a conference. Therefore, it was more or less maybe addressing more people. But therefore, if we do the same place, the same location again, we were afraid that we have less participants, but we have more. And the number of participants here are the people which are here physically at the university. And also last year, we are also transmitting the conference as a live stream. And we have people from all over the world, let's say, which couldn't join the conference, but who are watching this conference here. And last time we had, I think, something in a range of 100 participants just coming also from the other side. And this time when we have participants, let's say, from two continents. We have 21 presentations at the conference. It's also more than last time. And we have three panels. I mean, it's also more. I mean, you see, everything is getting more. And we have still different, let's say, age groups. I mean, from the veteran tickle OpenACS people to hopefully more and more also young people who are trying to just chatting up and presenting their work. And it's also, I think, important the instrument of a conference is important to keep people involved and not having something which is ending up in something like in an office space where programmers are committing to something and never see. And I think it's just getting something like the spirit is very important. Here's the overview of today's presentation. Probably not easy to read, but just to say roughly about this, what do we have there? I mean, there's a thing which is the blue stuff here is here presentations of submissions. The white stuff here are the coffee breaks. I mean, it's also very important because John, here it is, who has also was coming with his famous coffee machine, and you have the opportunity in this probably too short coffee breaks to get a coffee from there. I mean, I've heard from people that, oh, if John is coming with coffee machine, that's one reason for joining the conference. Therefore, please verify if this is true. And we have here the yellow stuff, which is more or less here, this is a panel. We have just one panel today, which is here about the state and future of Tickle. And Harald also mentioned here the ongoing, let's say, strong discussion about what's missing for getting Tickle 9 out of the door and just trying to get just the roadblockers out of the way and get a better understanding of what is necessary, actually. I mean, there are always features which can probably add it later, but other things which are very hard to add later. Therefore, it's just finding here the right mix is, I think, tough, and therefore it's one of the places where we have also people joining from outside in this panel for providing here the insights and the estimates and maybe just also helps to improve the thing. And on the evening, it's also important, we have here our social event. It's not far away from here. It's about 1 kilometer walking distance. It's in the Prater. I mean, the Prater is this park just right next to the university, and we have there a place is called Luftburg, Air Castle. I mean, I'm not sure why it's called like this. And it's a place with, let's say, very traditional Austrian food. Not sure that everybody will agree that it's Austrian food, but it's some kind of a food which you especially get in Austria. I mean, not every Austrian likes this kind of food, but anyhow. But it's a very large place, and it's very nice to sit together, and they're well organized, and it's just also convenient because you can walk there, and also walking is good for the health and for discussion and for making up your mind about discussing afterwards what was happening in the panel and so on.